This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the GROW method protects your emotional control when you are on the receiving end of conflict criticism. A four-step framework that keeps you grounded when criticism threatens to unravel you. In short, when conflict criticism hits, your emotional control is the first thing at risk and the most important thing to protect. The GROW method gives you a four-step internal framework that interrupts the defensive impulse, restores your composure, and turns even the most uncomfortable criticism into a direction you can move toward. Emotional control under criticism is a skill you can build, not a trait you either have or do not have. The GROW method works because it gives your mind a structured path to follow when pressure strips away clear thinking. Practiced consistently, the framework becomes automatic, activating before the defensive reaction can take hold. Definition: the GROW method is a four-part framework using goal, reality, options, and way forward to help you receive conflict criticism without losing emotional control. It turns a destabilizing moment into a structured, actionable process for personal growth and composed response. You are sitting across from someone who is telling you that you got it wrong. Maybe the words are calm, maybe they are not. Either way, something tightens in your chest, your thoughts start to race, and whatever composure you walked into the room with begins to slip. You know you should listen. You know you should stay grounded, but your mind is already preparing a defense before the other person has finished speaking. This is the moment the GROW method was built for. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe the GROW method as a four-part framework for receiving feedback: goal, reality, options, and way forward. Chapter 8 lays out exactly how to use it, not just to manage a performance conversation, but to protect your emotional control in the moments when conflict criticism threatens to overwhelm clear thinking. Without a framework in hand, most people default to their worst habits under pressure. They deflect, they justify, they go quiet, or they escalate. This article gives you the full system so you can do none of those things. Why emotional control collapses without a framework. Here is the truth of it. The problem is not that you lack the intention to stay composed. The problem is that good intentions are not enough when your nervous system fires first. The amygdala hijack is real, and it is fast. The moment conflict criticism lands, your brain reads it as a threat, and the emotional response arrives before your reasoning mind has even registered the words. A framework matters because it gives you a covetive handrail to grip in those seconds. It is not a script you recite. It is a sequence your mind can follow when the emotional flood starts rising. Without it, you're improvising under pressure, and improvisation under pressure almost always looks like defensiveness, avoidance, or something you will regret. I have watched too many talented people lose credibility not because the criticism they received was fair or unfair, but because they could not manage the moment it arrived. The GROW method changes that. The GROW method. What each step protects in you. The GROW method is drawn directly from Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, where I outline it as a personal development structure for turning feedback into action. What I want to show you here is how each step also acts as an anchor for your emotional control in the middle of conflict. This is not abstract. Each step does a specific job in the moment. Step 1. Goal. Reorient to what matters before you react. The first move is to ask yourself one quiet internal question. What do I actually want from this conversation? Not what the other person wants. Not what you wish had never been said. What outcome matters to you when this is over? This step protects your composure by giving your mind something purposeful to focus on. When criticism arrives, your emotional brain wants to protect your self-image. The goal step redirects that energy towards something constructive: your development, your relationships, your reputation for handling difficulty well. Number 1. Hear the criticism without responding immediately. Give yourself 3 seconds before you say anything. Number 2. Ask internally if this conversation goes well. What will I walk away with? Number 3. Let the answer anchor you. You are here to learn something, not to win. In use. Your manager tells you that your project updates have been unclear and have caused the team confusion. Your first internal move is not to defend the updates. It is to ask, what do I want from this? The answer might be, I want to understand what better looks like. That single question shifts your brain from threat response to problem-solving mode. When to use it. Every time criticism lands, and you feel the urge to defend yourself before you've fully listened. When it is not enough on its own. If the criticism is deeply personal or delivered aggressively, step 1 alone will not fully stabilize you. Move quickly to reality. Eamon's note. I have used this step before some of the hardest conversations of my life. The question, what do I actually want here, is remarkably powerful. It pulls you out of the reactive moment and into the intentional one. Step 2. Reality. Honest assessment replaces emotional distortion. Once you have your goal in view, the second step asks you to honestly assess the situation as it is, not as your defensive instincts want to frame it. This is the step most people skip. It is also the most important one for long-term emotional control. When we feel criticized, our minds naturally begin distorting reality in one of two directions. Either the criticism is entirely wrong and the other person is the problem, or the criticism is entirely right and we are irredeemably flawed. Neither is usually accurate. The reality step asks you to resist both distortions and look clearly. Number 1. Ask yourself what part of this criticism might be true. Number 2. Ask yourself what evidence exists on both sides of the argument. Number 3. Notice your emotional state without acting on it. You can feel defensive and still choose not to be defensive. In use, your colleague tells you that you have been cutting people off in meetings. Your defensive instinct says, that is not true, I'm just direct. The reality step asks you to stop and consider, have there been moments when I jumped in before someone finished? Probably. You do not have to agree with the full framing to recognize the grain of truth. When to use it? When you feel the urge to dismiss criticism entirely or to catastrophize it? When it is not enough? If the feedback is vague and you cannot assess it honestly, move to options where you can ask for specifics. Eamon's note. Reality is the step that requires the most courage. It asks you to look at yourself without the filter of ego. That is not comfortable, but it is where growth lies. Step 3. Options. Channel emotional energy into possibility. By the time you reach this step, you've kept your composure, you've looked honestly at the situation, and now you need somewhere to direct your energy. Options is that place. Instead of arguing about what happened, you begin generating what could happen next. This step is a natural de-escalation tool. When you start exploring options out loud or in your head, you signal to the other person and to yourself that you're committed to moving forward rather than relitigating the past. It changes the emotional temperature of the conversation. Number 1. Generate at least 3 possible responses or changes without judging them. Number 2. Consider what you could do differently, not just what the other person should do. Number 3. If you are unsure, ask. Can you give me a specific example of what you would have liked to see instead? In use. Your manager says your project updates have been unclear. Your options might be take a project management course, ask a colleague whose updates are praised to share their approach, or schedule a quick weekly sync with your manager to align before sending updates. You do not have to commit to all 3. You just need to show that you are thinking forward, not backward. When to use it? When the conversation risks becoming circular, or when you feel the urge to argue about the past. When it is not enough. If you are too emotionally activated to think clearly, return briefly to goal and remind yourself why you're in this conversation. Eamon's note. Options is where composure becomes visible to the other person. When you start offering possibilities instead of protests, they see someone they can work with. That matters more than most people realize. Step 4. Way forward. Commitment that closes the emotional loop. The final step is where your emotional control pays off for everyone. Way forward is the commitment, a clear, specific plan that turns the conversation from a source of tension into a source of direction. It closes the loop that criticism opened. This step matters emotionally because unresolved conflict criticism festers. When you leave a conversation without a clear next step, the emotional weight of it stays with you. It replays. It distorts. Way forward removes that weight by giving both you and the other person something concrete to hold. Number 1. Name 1 specific action you will take and when you will take it. Number 2. Invite the other person to check in with you. I would welcome your feedback on this in 2 weeks. Number 3. Close with acknowledgement. Thank you for telling me. That is one of the most powerful phrases in this context. It honors the other person's courage and signals that the conversation was worth having. In use. Based on what you've shared, my plan is to restructure my weekly updates using a clearer format and to run the first 2 by you before I send them to the team. Can we check in on this in a fortnight? That is a way forward. It is specific, it is accountable, and it demonstrates that you received the criticism without being destroyed by it. When to use it? Always. Every conflict criticism conversation deserves a clear endpoint. When it is not enough. If emotions are still running high when you reach the step, slow down. It is better to schedule a follow-up conversation than to commit to something while you're still activated. Eamon's note. In Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, I include a worked script for this step. Based on this feedback, it sounds like my main goal for the next year should be to improve my project management skills. My plan is to start by taking that online course and schedule a weekly project review with you. Does that sound like a good plan to you? Use it. It works. Choosing when the GROW method is your best tool. The GROW method is not the only framework available for managing conflict and emotional regulation. Knowing when to reach for it and when to reach for something else is part of building real fluency. If you're interested in how the GROW method fits into a broader feedback and development process, this article on turning team feedback into a synergy improvement plan shows the fuller picture. Here is a quick guide to help you choose. Situation, best tool. You are receiving criticism and feel defensive. GROW method. A conversation has already escalated. Recover method. A conflict is fracturing. Your whole team deal method. You need to de-escalate before a conversation collapses. De-escalation approaches. You suspect an amygdala hijack is already happening. Pause. Breathe. Understand the hijack first. The GROW method is your best tool when the criticism is aimed at you personally, when you feel your composure slipping, and when the conversation is still recoverable. It is a self-regulation framework before it is a communication framework. That is what makes it distinct. The mistakes that undo your emotional controlment framework. I have watched people learn the GROW method and still lose the plot halfway through a hard conversation. Usually, it is one of three predictable mistakes. The mistake. Skipping the goal step because the criticism feels urgent. Why it happens. When emotion is high, people want to react, not reflect. The goal step feels slow. What to do instead? Force yourself to ask the internal question first, even if it only takes 5 seconds. Those 5 seconds change everything that follows. The mistake. Using the option step to argue rather than to explore. Why it happens. Options can feel like an opportunity to present your counter-argument dressed up as a solution. What to do instead? Make sure at least one of your options involves something you will change, not something that other person should do differently. The mistake. Rushing to way forward before the emotional charge has settled. Why it happens. People want to end the discomfort of criticism quickly, so they jump to resolution. What to do instead? Check your emotional state before committing to a plan. A commitment made in reactivity is rarely kept. For situations where the conversation has already gone wrong, the recover method gives you a repair path. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the muscle memory to stay composed under fire. Knowing a framework and having it available when you need it are two entirely different things. The only way the GROW method protects your emotional control in a real conflict moment is if you have practiced it enough. This activates without conscious effort. Here is a realistic 4-week progression drawn from the 60-day transformation plan I outline in Chapter 15 of Say It Right Every Time. Week 1 and 2. Use the GROW method after low-stakes feedback. A colleague comments on your work. A family member suggests a better approach. Walk through all 4 steps internally, even when the stakes are small. This is how you build the habit. Week 3. Apply it to a moderately uncomfortable conversation. A peer gives you critical feedback. A manager raises a concern. Notice which step you're tempted to skip and practice staying with it. Week 4. Prepare for a high-stakes conversation by rehearsing the framework out loud. What is your goal going in? How will you assess reality honestly? What options can you prepare in advance? What way forward will you propose? The compound effect of small, consistent practice is significant. You do not need a dramatic breakthrough. You need to be slightly better at receiving criticism this week than you were last week. Over time, that adds up to a person who can sit across from conflict criticism without flinching, because the framework has become part of how they think. This is also why understanding what the amygdala hijack actually does to your thinking matters alongside any framework. When you know the physiological pattern, you can catch it earlier. And the earlier you catch it, the more time the GROW method has to work. what emotional control actually looks like when it is working. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. Emotional control under criticism does not look like a blank face and a flat voice. It does not look like pretending you are fine when you are not. What it actually looks like is someone who stays curious when their instinct is to defend. Someone who asks a follow-up question instead of launching a counter-argument. Someone who says thank you for telling me that and means it enough to then actually do something about it. That is the product of the GROW method used well. Each step builds your capacity to stay present under pressure. Goal keeps your mind anchored to what matters. Reality keeps your ego from distorting what you hear. Options keeps your energy moving forward. And way forward closes the loop so the criticism does not fester into resentment. The GROW method is not a technique for pretending conflict does not hurt. It is a framework for making sure that when criticism lands, you are the one who decides what happens next. That is what composure looks like in practice. That is what emotional control earns you the credibility of someone who can hear hard things and grow from them. Use the framework. Practice it deliberately. Trust that the structure, applied consistently, will do what good structures always do, hold you steady when the ground shifts beneath you. Frequently asked questions. What is the GROW method for receiving criticism? The GROW method is a four-part framework using goal, reality, options, and way forward to help you receive conflict criticism without losing emotional control. Instead of reacting defensively, you use each step to process what you hear and build a clear, actionable response. How does the GROW method protect your emotional control in conflict? The GROW method gives your mind a structured sequence to follow the moment criticism arrives. That structure interrupts the automatic defensive reaction, slows your emotional response, and keeps you focused on understanding rather than fighting back. It replaces panic with a clear process. When should you use the GROW method during a conflict conversation? Use the GROW method the moment you feel your composure slipping under criticism. It works especially well in performance conversations, peer feedback situations, or any conflict where you need to stay grounded, listen clearly, and respond with credibility rather than reactivity. What does GROW stand for in conflict communication? In the context of conflict and feedback, GROW stands for goal, reality, options, and way forward. Each element moves you through a structured process, clarifying what matters, honestly assessing the situation, generating responses, and committing to a specific plan of action. How's the GROW method different from other conflict frameworks? Most conflict frameworks focus on what you say to the other person. The GROW method focuses on what happens inside you first. It is a self-regulation tool that rebuilds your internal clarity before you respond, making it uniquely suited to moments when criticism threatens your composure. How long does it take to build fluency with the GROW method? Most people feel the GROW method working within the first 2 or 3 uses, but genuine fluency takes 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice. Starting with low-stakes feedback builds the muscle memory, so the framework activates automatically when high-stakes conflict arrives. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.